RFC18, the new HTTP query method, has 382 points and 159 comments, and the reaction is almost uniformly positive, which is rare for an HTTP standards discussion. Some background for listeners. HTTP has GET, POST, PUT, DELETE, and several other methods. GET is supposed to be a safe, idempotent read operation, and conventionally you don't put a request body in a GET request, but there are many real-world cases where you want to do exactly that. You want to ask a server a complex question that requires structured query parameters that don't fit cleanly in a URL without causing a side effect on the server.
The workaround the industry settled on was using POST for read operations that require a body, which is technically correct in that POST allows a body, but semantically wrong because POST implies create something to any HTTP-aware infrastructure layer. Reverse proxies, caches, API gateways, logging systems, they all see a POST and assume it's not cacheable, not idempotent, and potentially mutating state. Query explicitly signals this is a read operation with a body, which means all that infrastructure can now be correctly configured.
GraphQL, Elasticsearch, and many search APIs have been doing POST as query for years and building custom solutions around the semantic mismatch. RFC 1008 formalizes what the industry needed and provides a standard that middleware can actually implement against. The HN thread has several engineers from API companies noting that this has been an official request since a similar proposal went nowhere in 2017, and there's appreciation that it's finally crossed the finish line.
The Firecracker VM story from browseruse.com is one of the more technically impressive engineering posts I've seen on HN recently, with 286 points and 178 comments. BrowserUse is a company that provides browser automation infrastructure. Essentially, you need a real browser running somewhere to test websites or automate browser tasks, and they've built an infrastructure that can spin up a complete browser environment in under 1 second using AWS Firecracker micro VMs.
Firecracker is the micro VM technology Amazon built for AWS Lambda and Fargate. It uses the Linux KVM hypervisor, but strips out all the hardware emulation overhead of QEMU, resulting in a virtual machine that boots in around 125 milliseconds. BrowserUse's contribution is in pre-warming VM snapshots. They take a Firecracker VM that's already booted with Chrome running, snapshot its memory state, and then restore from that snapshot rather than booting from scratch. The memory restore is much faster than a boot, which is where the sub-second browser start comes from.
The engineering detail in the post is excellent. They cover the challenges of restoring browser state, open connections, cached DNS, timing-sensitive JavaScript, and how they handle the fact that a restored VM snapshot might have stale network state. The HN comments include engineers from AWS and other cloud providers discussing how similar techniques are used in production Lambda warm start optimization.
The I Hate Compilers post from XE IASO has 89 points and 65 comments, and it's both a technical rant and a genuinely informative dive into WebAssembly toolchain pain. The specific issue is trying to vendor a binary for WebAssembly, the Anubis anti-bot system, and discovering that the WASM toolchain ecosystem has sharp edges around binary distribution, reproducible builds, and cross-compilation that the native binary ecosystem has mostly solved over the past decade.
XE's writing is always worth reading because the frustration is specific and concrete rather than vague. The complaint isn't compilers are bad in the abstract. It's here are the exact 6 steps where the WASM toolchain made choices that create this specific problem, and here's why those choices weren't obviously wrong at the time, but create this acute pain today. That kind of specific frustration is useful feedback for toolchain developers, and the HN thread has responses from people who work on the relevant tools.
The NIM conference announcement for this Saturday, June 20th, is worth flagging for listeners who follow the NIM programming language. NIM is a systems language with Python-like syntax that compiles to C and JavaScript, and it has a devoted community that produces genuinely interesting work. The conference is online and free to attend, and if you've been curious about NIM, this weekend is a reasonable time to explore it.
And the vinyl cache and varnish cache comparison post, while low scoring, touches on something important in the web infrastructure space. Varnish Cache has been a workhorse of HTTP caching for nearly two decades, and Vinyl Cache appears to be positioning itself as a modern alternative with a different configuration model. The caching layer is one of those infrastructure components that rarely gets attention until something goes wrong, and architectural innovation here matters for the efficiency of web serving at scale.